Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very much. And we are ready to get right back into the second hour of our program. We have full phone lines right now, so I'm going to ask that as I get you on the phone, if you can be succinct in your question, I'll be succinct in my answer, and we'll keep people waiting as little time as possible. Right now, we're joined by Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum with his Arboretum report for this week. He's talking about a plant that is an heirloom plant, just a beautiful bulb. And it is Lycoris squamigera, which means that it is a sister plant to the red spider lily. Tell us about this one, Tucker. Good morning.
This one's a little bit of a strange plant because it's although it's considered native to Japan, it's not a native plant, if that makes any sense. It's a hybrid that is considered a species. So they're not really sure what the actual parents are. There's been some genetic testing done. There's several people that are really into bulbs that are trying to figure it out. But it's never been found in the wild. This is a plant that is completely and utterly of garden origin. So it's kind of an interesting little plant. It's also one of the most fun plants to have in the garden because when you get friends around that don't know anything about gardening and you tell them you have naked ladies out in the garden, they always usually get a little bit concerned about what's going on at your house. But, you know, so it's a little a fun little gardening joke to give to people who aren't really up on what the plant common names are. But this is one of the easiest bulbs you can ever grow. Nobody ever does anything. Once you plant this plant, you're not going to do anything to this plant the rest of your life and the rest of its life as well. I never pull off any deadfoliates like I would off daffodils or any of the other bulbs. I never seem to have to deadhead this plant. It just seems to go away. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It's very odd. It's not very flashy in the when it's just one bulb here and there. But when you get a group of these, it's pretty cool. 24 to 30 inches tall, big cluster of 4 to 7 pink flowers up on top of the naked stem is where it gets its name, its common name of naked lady. It has no leaves, no distinguishing features. It's just the green stem that shoots up out of the ground with these flowers on top. But it can take full sun, which I have it in full sun at the garden. I have it in absolute middle of Palmer Ferndale, which is absolute full shade. It can grow in both conditions. It never spreads as far as seeds go, because it's only going to spread by offshoots of bulbs. So it's just a really, really easy heirloom bulb to have in your garden. It blooms in July and August. I can't say many more things about this.
No, it's a beautiful plant, and the leaves are produced in January, February, and they die away in March. And they're big. They look like big daffodil leaves. But as Tucker said, they just kind of disappear. You go out one day, and where'd those go? And you know where the bulb is because you are so enamored with it when it blooms that you always remember not to plant anything else right in that same spot. I have them in our landscape, and they bloomed just a few days ago. They're just beautiful. This is a hard one to find in nurseries sometimes. A lot of nurseries will have it. It's going to be a little more pricey because it doesn't multiply readily, as Tucker said. It is Lycoris, and then there's an X in there, which indicates that hybrid that he was talking about, squamigera, or naked lady, or it's also called surprise lily, but about 10 million lilies get called surprise lily, so that name doesn't get you very far down the road.
It seems like almost all the Lycoris carry at least some of the surprise lily.
Yeah, but when you talk about naked ladies, then I think the nurseryman's going to know what you, he's either going to, or she's going to know what you're talking about, or have you committed, so anyway. All right, education is gearing back up for the fall, right?
It is, and the schedule should be coming out soon. It's not up on the website now, but it will be soon. Just keep checking back, and hopefully in the next few weeks we'll see it.
Concerts for the fall, same kind of a deal. Go to DallasArboretum.org and pay attention to those. Summer at the Arboretum, that started just a couple days ago. And, Tucker, I hope you'll forgive me. I hope the marketing people at the Arboretum will forgive me. But on Friday I said, folks, happy August. I have the best deal of all time for you. Dollar Days at the Dallas Arboretum started today on August 1, and I said it's 74 degrees outside. There's never been a better bargain for the Dallas Arboretum. I hope you guys were covered up with people. I bet you were.
Oh, we were. We actually had to park people in places that we have not yet parked people in. So there was a ton of people. Everybody came out. It was a beautiful day on top of it. But then the attraction of having the August Dollar Days was just too much for people to stay away, and it was absolutely packed.
And that goes for the whole month of August, and there are plenty of times to go, even if it is 98 degrees. The Palmer Ferndale is a wonderful place, and they have mist down there. It's always great. How does somebody find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from points south, take the Grand Avenue exit, and it'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and just follow the green signs.
All right. Tucker is the horticulture manager of the 66-acre Dallas Arboretum, so he knows pretty much every square foot out there. And so the 24-hour information number, Tucker?
It's 214-515-6500.
All right, and I mentioned to you DallasArboretum.org for the website. Consider becoming a member. One of the perks, there are many perks, discounts. You can go many times at no additional charge, but one of the perks that's really cool is that you can enter the gardens at 7 in the morning instead of 9. The mere masses enter at 9. Members of the Dallas Arboretum Society get to enter at 7 in the morning. That's fun. Tucker, I appreciate you. Great report.
Thank you.
Talk to you
appreciate
next week. Thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah. Advanced Foundation Repair sponsored the Dallas Arboretum Report, and I am going to refer you to them right now because I am a happy customer of Advanced Foundation Repair. They have served the Dallas-Fort Worth area I've been doing ads for them since 1995, so 20 years. This is my 20th year to do ads for Fred Marshall and his team. I have used their services at my home for our sunroom, which was a separate foundation that was failing, and they made that part of our house whole again. And I've used them at my office, built in 1927. It's a pier and beam house. They have a separate division within their company to do pier and beam houses. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their home inspection is absolutely free, and if you don't have foundation problems, they will tell you that. If you do have them, they'll show you the mapping, the topographic map of your floor. They'll say, over there in that corner, you see that? You probably weren't aware, but that is 2 inches lower than this corner on the opposite side of the same room. And you say, that can't be. They'll never tell me that. That's what I said. And that's what they told me, actually 2.5 inches. That corner over there had fallen 2.5 inches. It's a miracle we didn't have birds flying in through holes, but they got it all fixed up for us. And they give you the price right up front when they give that analysis of what is involved. They give you the price to repair it, and then they stand by the price, and they stand by the repair for the lifetime of the home. They're the best in the business. They're Advanced, and the name fits them, Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. All right, and a little inter-office memo here because that interlude of music wasn't long enough. Robert, that is not what my log has on it, so that's good. We'll figure it out, won't we? Yeah, he says yeah. All right, let's go back to our phone lines, and they are resetting as I speak on my laptop monitor. Justin in Eustis, thanks for waiting. You have another question?
No, just the whole briar issue, eliminating
right.
them.
Right.
You were recommending
brush hogging kind of them down, cutting them to the ground or mowing them, however you have to. And then those that come back, take a sharpshooter spade and dig out the crown. Either you'll get almost like a bulb, a tuber of a big old tuber the size of your fist, or you'll get a mass of roots that are about pencil size that overlay each other like a grid of some sort. And either way, if you can get that square foot of soil dug up and those roots out of there, then that will take care of that plant. It takes maybe 20 seconds per plant to get rid of them when you have to hand dig them in moist soil. And in Eustis, you're going to have sandy soil probably, so it's going to make it much easier. But spraying is not a viable option for them. That was my main point.
Correct. Okay.
All right. Appreciate you waiting again on me. Thank you. Let's go to Rachel in Grand Prairie. Rachel, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Tomorrow will be 7 weeks that I planted an oak leaf hydrangea in a shady corner of my backyard, and I went out to water this morning, and it had two yellow leaves, which came right off, and the leaves have brown spots.
Okay. I see that on my, I have about 30 oak leaf hydrangeas, and I see that by this time of year occasionally on a few of them. Usually it's the plants that have gotten too dry at some point. It is not an insect. It is not a disease. I have never seen either on my oak leaf hydrangeas.
Well, when I planted it, I put a lot of water and compost and a little bit of root stimulator in the hole, and I've kept the ground moist around it. I was afraid I watered it too much.
I've never seen anybody water them too much.
Okay.
Usually what happens, they are in my at my home, I have some right outside my office window where I sat typing my book last year.
Oh.
And I'd look out at those things, and they are always the first thing to wilt. They'll wilt if any amount of sunlight hits them. My plants outside my office window are on the north side in a pecan forest, but there is about a 30-minute period of time at 10 or 11 in the morning when they get direct sunlight. And, boy, they wilt badly for about an hour, and then they come back in the afternoon. That wilting alone would be enough to cause some yellowing of leaves.
Okay.
I do not hear anything out of the ordinary in what you've described. I don't hear anything that concerns me, as long as you are sure that you're keeping them moist at all times from this point on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Let's go to John in Richardson. John, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello.
How may I help you?
I've got two mandevillas on the front porch facing west, and they grow like crazy, but they don't bloom.
Okay. How much sun do they get? I know you said facing west. How much sunlight do they get?
Well, they don't get anything. The house blocks it all until about 1 o'clock.
Mandevilla will bloom best in full sun.
Yeah, afraid of that.
Yeah, anything, it's just kind of like an advanced ski slope, that graph of how well they'll bloom. You introduce a little more shade, and they go downhill. A little more shade, they go downhill, and they go downhill steeply. And pretty soon you're down at sea level there, and they're not blooming, and that's probably where you are. If you can, are they planted in the ground?
No, they're in pots.
Well, I would transport the pots.
I shall.
All right.
Thank you, Neil.
You bet, John. Thanks for the
Bye.
Call. All right. Let's get a break out of the way. I was thinking I was in my long segment there, and I needed to get this done. I want to tell you about my book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. We made a big push on this book to try to get the word out to everybody that the brand new book is out. I had a chance, I guess, if I had wanted to go back to the old publisher of The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, but it had sold and was out of state, and it just were a lot of reasons I opted instead to do a book on my own. And that means you pay the price you got to pay to print the thing. It's like Vanity Press. I didn't consider it quite that way because I knew the book would sell. But you pay before you print, and you print as many as you can afford, many as you want, and we pre-sold so that I could be able to do that. Folks, I think you're going to find this book is really, really helpful to you. I wanted to have a handbook that people could carry into garden centers more easily than my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I wanted a book that had lots of charts that would let people go, kind of like my posters, if you've seen any of my posters that we did, which are the big posters of the best 100 tree shrubs, vines, and ground covers. That poster is $10, was $10. We had the best 100 annuals, that was $10. The best 120 perennials, that was $10. Those three posters are in their entirety in this book, multi-page chart. We have 25 probably charts of that sort. So you have all of that, and that would have been $30 right there just to buy those three posters, $10 each. The book is $28.95, and it's 344 pages, 840 photographs, all but two of them my photographs. This is a deal for you, and it will help you garden. It's so much better than my 23-year-old Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into a bookstore and you see my name on a book, that's the old book with the cowboy boots. That's not the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about one that is available only through my magazine office. You need to call right now. We have a staff there this morning until 11 to take your call, and we can get a book on the way very, very quickly. It's 1-800-752-GROW. The book is only $28.95, $7, I'm sorry, tax and postage, and it'll be there very quickly. There's a better deal, though. My magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, is 29 years old. It's written just for the great state of Texas. It's been recognized nationally as being the best regional gardening magazine in the United States, and you can get it instead of $23.95 for a year. You can get it for You can get it for $14, which is almost $10 off the regular price. Book alone, $28.95. Book and magazine, $42.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Not in stores, not on Amazon, only by calling my magazine office at 800-752-GROW. We'll have people there until 11. 1-800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, all day today. Our soils are responsible for more foundation damage than any other single factor. Sooner or later, we all encounter little cracks in the walls and sticking doors. That's when we call Advanced Foundation Repair. Their ProLift repair system can repair almost any foundation, and the ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees the repair owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Let me tell you right now about Encore Electric Service Delivery. This log really is different, Robert. I'm sorry. You caught me off guard there. And it's my fault. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, you need to be calling Encore. The number that they have set up for you, it's toll-free, and you can call to ask, here is what I'm needing to do. What do you suggest? And they will suggest. 888-313-6862. They're probably going to ask you, is the limb beneath the power line? Are you going to be 10 or more feet away from the power line? If you say yes and yes, they're probably going to say, go ahead and cut it. Just stay 10 or more feet away from the power line. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but that would be my guess, and that's the kind of help that they can give you. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. I hope most people would realize that, but it's just amazing. When you deal with the general public, tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors. You could be seriously injured. You could be killed if you got in contact with a tree limb that's in contact with a high voltage power line. If a tree is making contact, and especially if you're seeing sparking or fire, call 911 and get it taken care of immediately. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located. Before digging, always call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. So that's a lot of help from Encore. They have a lot of great information at Encore.com, Encore.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
All right, I want to tell you right now about Legacy Bank. We do a lot of banking with Legacy. That is not the reason I'm doing this ad. They are sponsoring, one of our sponsors of the Crepe Myrtle Trails Fun Run 5K and 10K coming up on Saturday, September 27. We'll have more details on that in the next week or two or three. But in the meanwhile, I want you to know a little bit about Legacy Bank. And it's Legacy Texas Bank, opened its doors in 1963, more than 50 years ago. This is the reason the family-owned local bank supports organizations like our Crepe Myrtle Trails. Does this sort of community commitment really matter? Well, you bet it does. It surely does to us. It does to you. these gigantic multi-state banks. I suppose there are some reasons for them. But isn't it neat to go in and meet a vice president or a president of a bank branch and know that they're going to be there for a while and that they are your neighbors and they are your friends and their kids go to school with your kids and they play little league ball with your kids and they do this and they do that because they are in the community. That's Legacy Texas Bank. That's what makes the difference. 20 locations throughout Collin, Dallas, Tarrant, and Parker counties. Love the Legacy Texas Bank people. Some of our really good friends are in those banks, and I hope you will be too. You're my good friend. I hope you'll get into Legacy Texas Bank. Lots more information. They have 20 locations throughout Collin, Dallas, Tarrant, and Parker counties. That's what we're talking about, local bank. LegacyTexasBank.com. We go to Tammy in Arlington. Tammy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
I have an oak tree that I've had for about 8 years, and it's got galls on it every year, which I know is normal. But this year, the galls pretty much took over the tree to the where I had to almost cut off most of the branches. And then now the leaves are curling up, and I don't know what to do about it.
Okay. Have you?
And it's a live oak, but I don't know what type of live oak.
Well, it doesn't matter from that point on. That's all I had to have for that one. Do you recall using any kind of a weed killer on your yard or anywhere near this tree this year?
Yeah, we usually put fertilizer and weed killer down on the grass, not on the tree.
No, well, but the roots are in the same area. If you used a weed killer that is soil active, probably the curling that you're seeing is a result of that.
Okay.
That's the main reason that I just will not do ads for weed and feed fertilizers, because it is so easy to do damage to trees when people go out to fertilize their lawn, they forget that the tree roots are right there as well. I don't know that that's what's causing it, but that is by far, 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 far the most common cause of it. I can't think of anything else to suggest to you. I would keep it moist. If it didn't kill the tree right away, it probably won't. It's just going to have to outgrow it.
Okay, and what about the galls?
I can't do a thing about the galls. That's Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of those things that, to explain to people, insect galls are very common on oaks, all kinds of oaks. I get a lot of posts on my Facebook page. What is this? There's one up right now that looks like rubber balls about ping pong ball size. They came out of a red oak, and they look like they would bounce if you dropped them. They don't, but they look like they would. That's another kind of a gall. There are about 800 species of insects that cause different kinds of galls on oaks. The one you're talking about is the woody oak gall, and it's caused by a wasp. It stings the plant tissue, deposits her eggs, and then she's gone. She flies away. And so unless you're spraying at the moment she comes by, you're going to have no impact on her. And then the insects are within the tree, and they develop, and the eggs hatch, and the gall is the formation that is plant tissue as a result of the sting. It's an interesting relationship. Tammy, some years will be bad, some years will not be bad at all. So I think the best thing to do is to hope that next year you won't see as many of them. The problem is there is a certain percentage. It's a low percentage, but 15 or 20% of live oaks are susceptible to those galls. They seem to prefer specific trees. I don't know why.
Okay.
But no control, no real harm other than ugly. And, you know, there are a lot of us who are not handsome guys, and we're harmless, and people let us exist, and life goes on.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Robert, I am ready to take a break for news, and I need your guidance in my ears. What ad do you show on your log, sir? All right. I do, too. How did we manage that? All right, yeah, I'm gonna have to have you call them out to me quietly in my ear each time. Sunburst Shutters. You might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments with beautiful plantation-style shutters. If so, then Sunburst Shutters is the place to call. These folks have it together. These folks are the best. These folks are just Great. I love sunburst shutters. We have them in our home. We have them at my magazine office. They are more energy efficient than any other plantation style shutter you will find. When you close these with one finger, you just press on them and they close with one finger. Oh, I just kind of drift off imagining. It's just so easy. And because they're made of polywood, the man-made material that doesn't crack or warp or split or peel, they'll always be that easy. When you close them and stand back on the brightest, sunniest summer afternoon and see those very, very hair-thin lines of light coming through, you realize these things are amazing. Each one of them is custom made for that window or for that opening. They come to your home. They'll bring samples of the shutters to show you what they will look like in your windows. Then, if you're interested, they will measure each window very carefully and give you a bid of what it would cost to put sunburst shutters in. They go back to the factory, make each shutter. Then their installation team of two people comes and they install them very carefully. And you go into that room and you say, "Oh my gosh, this is beautiful." Let's see, what did we say? "Oh my gosh, this is beautiful. It looks like we've remodeled the whole room." That's what we said. And I still have that feeling every time I see our sunburst shutters. You will too. They're just beautiful. White or off-white, 2.5, 3.5, 4.5 inch louver size, you choose. They'll help you. Now, they're based in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can go to their showroom if you wish, or they'll come to you. That's the better way. 214-343-2601. If you're in Austin, San Antonio, Houston, or Waco, you can call that same number and they'll come to you. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Instant news and weather alerts at your fingertips. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
Baylor Hospitals, Plano and McKinney. Baylor Plano is where our daughter's life was saved in 2005 from the flesh-eating bacterium. Baylor McKinney is where my wife proudly serves on the board and loves that opportunity. She was hoping when they announced that Baylor McKinney would be built, she said, "I hope I get invited to be on that board. I want to be on it. I want to be on it." And she was and she is. Athletic injuries can happen on the court or at home. Athletic injuries aren't just for athletes. They happen to anyone, anywhere. That's why the orthopedic specialists on the medical staff at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney treat all kinds of everyday injuries like rotator cuff, tendon and ACL injuries. With extensive experience in joint replacement, sports medicine, foot and ankle, and general orthopedic needs, they have you covered. The orthopedic specialist will design a treatment that fits you and follow-up care to help you stay pain-free. So if you have an injury, give yourself a sporting chance at full recovery. Talk to the specialists at Baylor Plano or Baylor McKinney. For a referral to an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's 1-800-4-BAYLOR. Baylor Plano is at the northeast corner of Preston Road and George Bush. Baylor McKinney is at the northwest corner of Lake Forest and 380. Those are done by memory, so I think I'm accurate. You can also get all the information at BaylorHealth.com. It's time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, and once again, we have Major Logan.
Thank you, Neil. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, at least one group of people are not interested in the lottery. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Got a hit-and-run accident, Camp Bowie West Boulevard, Slade, causing problems. Construction has both north and southbound lanes of I-35W closed. That's north of Fort Worth near the 287 intersection. They'll be closed for the rest of the weekend. Lanes will reopen at 6 a.m. tomorrow. WBAP 24/7 forecast, mostly sunny today, but a bit cool with a high of 89. Low tonight, 72. Mostly sunny, warmer tomorrow with a high of 93 expected. Mostly sunny Monday with a high of 94. Right now, 79 degrees at DFW Airport. Every year, billions of lottery tickets are sold, but there's one age group that doesn't seem to be very interested. Reporter Deirdre Bryant has that story.
Hope you've got those Powerball tickets ready. Good luck. It's time to play. First number.
State lotteries across the country are trying to figure out ways to interest young adults. Officials say 24 to 35-year-olds participate less than any other age group. U.S. lotteries are said to lag behind other countries when it comes to technological innovation, so the industry is focusing on new digital ways to play and buy tickets. Some say the games need to be more social, so 20-somethings can play with their friends. There's also talk of tying the games to charities, since young people like causes. One expert says if they don't start participating, the industry could be at risk.
International investigators operating in eastern Ukraine have been able to recover body parts from the victims of the Malaysian airliner that was shot down July 17th. They also recovered personal items apparently overlooked by local rescue workers. The remains were placed in refrigerated trucks that had moved out of the area controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Again, today's high should be around 93, right now 79 degrees. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, next on WBAP.
My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. All right, Robert and I, Robert Browski, my producer, and I decided that we were going to do a take two on this program. We're going to edit it and take out all of our communal gaffes that we've made this morning, and we're going to have a wonderful 43-minute program for you here before long. I love live radio. This is the best it gets. You know, all you do is smile and go on. But anyway, we all have had our share of them today, but it's a good program. It is real life. Let me tell you about Scott's Garden Heat and Drought right now and their drought recovery program that they have had going on during the summer. Very important message on behalf of the Scott's Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought, and to help get plants and gardens through, Scott's has a plan to keep your garden healthy and strong. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled garden soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, you want to fertilize. Remember that water alone isn't going to be enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. Third and finally, put down a layer of Scott's Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. That's Scott's Garden and Heat Drought Recovery Program, Scott's.com, Scott's.com.
This is Amanda Griffin with the Dallas Irrigation Association. I'll be back later this hour with another water-saving minute. But now, back to Neil.
Thank you, Amanda, very, very much. And we're ready to go back to the phone lines. We have, we have a couple of lines open if you'd like to call right now. And that number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Dave in North Richland Hills, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
I have a yopon that I planted. When I planted it, it was quite some distance from my bur oak, but the bur oak is kind of caught up and gone over the top of it, so it's, when it grew for some reason sort of flat-sided, and now when I look out the door, my property faces south, so I'm looking at the north side of the open, it's kind of flat, and I just wondered if there was something I could plant on that back side to kind of cover up. It's 8 foot tall, 9 foot tall, and full on the south side, but I see a lot of branches and stuff on the back side of it.
Dave, I would give anything for a photo of that plant right now to help answer you, and I'll tell you why. I want to know why the backside has done that, and I'm assuming that it's shade, correct?
Yes. That's my thought.
And so any other plant that you put back there, first of all, is going to have shade from the yaupon, so the front side is going to have trouble, and the back side is going to have trouble because there's still shade back there. That's what caused the yaupon to do that. And I don't think that's a solution. I'm just stuck because I need to know, you know, what options could be put in play. Are you on Facebook at all?
My wife tries to get me on there occasionally.
Is she on Facebook?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. Could you be a little less definitive?
let me see how much suspense I can straddle.
Let me tell you what happens on my Facebook page. People post photos with their question on my wall, and that is when I really can help. Somebody posted something about June beetles devouring pears, and I said, that's the first time I've ever been asked that. I don't know what to tell you because I've never seen that happen. Please post a photo. She posts a photo. It's not June bugs. And so that helped immensely. I would have given the wrong answer. In this case, if you could get a photo from behind the plant, or maybe two photos, one from behind, one from beside, so I could see what else is there. Failing at that, you might be better off to move the yaupon and or to trim it back and move it out where it has room. It'll be a job to move it after all that time, but move it and then put some small plants in that stay closer to the ground. I, without seeing it, I just can't give you good advice. It's like calling the interior decorator and you're just kind of describing the way the room looks, and they really need to see it. I need to see it.
All right.
Try that, please, and just tell her that my husband Dave was on the phone with you this morning, and here is a photo of what he was talking about, and give a bit of a brief description of it so I can remember. I'll look at it after church. I'm gonna be in church, so but I'll take a look a little later.
It may be tomorrow because we have a fairly full day today.
Well, it takes moments to post a photo. You can have one up in 30 seconds. I know she can
do
it, Dave. I'll try to help. I really will. I promise. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Warren and Prosper, you're up next. How can I help you? This is Neil.
Hey, Neil. Love your show.
Thanks
so much for taking my call. I won't keep you but a second, but I have a live oak that I planted 3 years ago, and I travel a lot in the summer. Came home yesterday. Noticed a lot of the leaves are shriveling. And I looked over there, the tree is covered in bagworms, or I don't know what the technical term for them is, but I've never had that before. And so I assume it's too late to do anything about them now, but do I need to start treating a live oak in the future? Because I've never had this problem on any live oak I've ever owned.
And are you talking about the worms that have the cocoons that hang down like Christmas ornaments?
Yes, that's correct. The little bagworms. I'm not sure exactly
what they're called, and they are... this year was a pretty strong year for them. I saw them on plants that you'd rarely ever see them. I don't think I've ever had a call about having them on live oaks.
I never have seen them either.
But you'll see them on sweet gums. You'll see them on on other trees. And that usually is just because, yikes, I'm on the wrong tree. They found themselves in the wrong place. They've done their damage. It's certainly not anything I would worry about. There's no prevention to them anyway. You might watch next year when you're home during the summer, earlier in the summer, probably in June, to see if there's any active feeding, any small bagworms. But I'll bet you'll not see them on that tree again for 25 years, if ever.
Okay, so there's nothing you can spray on them ahead of time that would keep them from
There's no prevention. What you do, and I'm going to talk now to everybody who has junipers or cypress or arborvitaes that are really the normal homes of bagworms. They will appear sometime between May 15 and June 15. They will start feeding aggressively, and you know, actually I think it's probably more likely that they'll be there between June 1 and June 20, a little later. I think I gave too early a start date. And you'll notice if you look closely that the needles start to disappear, and then you'll see these little things moving. They'll be the size of a sharpened pencil point, you know, with the bare wood and the point all involved. They'll be that small. And you'll say, well, there are the little immature bagworms. They're eating like 60 out here. I better do something. And that's the time to spray them because they're feeding actively. By the time they get as big as your pinky finger and have tied themselves and are hanging down, there's nothing being eaten at this point. They have done their work, and they are protected completely by those bags. Those bags are like canvas. And you couldn't get a spray into those if you had to. So the timing is critical that during June you need to watch for them. And if you see them, you need to spray with BT or with spinosad or with any of the general purpose insecticides, malathion, 7, any of those will control bagworms if they're actively feeding. And
Thanks so much, Neil.
Just sit tight. You betcha. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day, sir.
You bet. Charlie in Rendon will be our next call up, and we have time for one more call if you'd like to call, maybe two more. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. My book is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I have other books out there, and I can tell by the royalty statements I get on my complete guide to Texas gardening that there are people who have gone in and apparently made the mistake of buying it thinking it was my new book. Check the copyright date, or I give you an easier way. If you go into a bookstore and you see my name on a book, that's not the new one. That's as simple as that, because the only two ways you can get my book, there are three ways, only three ways you can get my new book, would be through my magazine office, and that number is 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. You can call right now. It's open until 11 today, or at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com, or if I'm doing a book sale and I have them with me, you can buy them that way. But I chose not to put these in stores. I chose not to put my book on Amazon. And that's just because this way I can control where it goes, and I don't have to worry about the confusion. It's just easier to say if you see my name on a book in a store, it's not the new book. It's easier to say that. Otherwise, I'd have to explain it. All right. This book covers every aspect of outdoor gardening, from fruit and vegetables to lawns to annuals, perennials, tree shrubs, vines, ground covers, basics of gardening, a 48-page permanent calendar of when to do things, which will tell you when to watch for bagworms to the moment. It'll tell you. And so that sort of information, any one of those factoids can cover the cost of the book. If I had run this through a publisher, I'm sure that this book would have been $45. It is, as it is, $32.95, but it is on sale right now for $28.95, and there's an even better sale. If you would like to buy my magazine, a subscription, 1 year, new or renewal, we'll honor it for renewing subscriptions, you can do so for $14 more. The book is $28.95, the subscription is $14. Together, that's $42.95, a $56.90 value. But that offer is going away in 2 weeks, so you need to call right now. Call before it's too late. 1-800-752-GROW. Satisfaction completely guaranteed. $7 postage and tax. 1-800-752-4769 or neilsperry.com. Call before 11.
Amanda Griffin here with your Dallas Irrigation Association Water Saving Minute. Application rate, or precipitation rate, is the rate at which water is sprayed out of your irrigation emitters. It is important that you match precipitation rates for all nozzles within each zone. Ask your irrigator about matched precipitation nozzles. Remember, not all of the water that gets released by your sprinklers makes it to where the plant needs it most. Reduce deflection by lowering heads below the canopy of mature shrubs or raising them up over the top of color beds to ensure more even coverage. The spray of one head should touch the head next to it. That is head-to-head coverage. If you're lacking coverage, then you have to overwater in one area to get another area wet enough. And in this water restriction age, you need all the coverage help you can get. Contact a licensed irrigator for help in improving coverage, matching precipitation rates, or to eliminate deflection in your landscape. The health of your sprinklers is the health of your plants. DallasIA.org.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced, and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a
I love that school, and we will be talking a lot more about it this fall because there's a major project that's about to start up, so we'll keep you apprised of that. Right now, I want to tell you about Whiskey Stone. Mike and Derek Wisnand own and operate this. Mike's the owner. He's the dad. He's actually the son. It's a three-generation company, but Mike owns it, and Derek is right there alongside his dad. I've known Derek since he was five or six. I know that makes him want to come pop me every time I say that, but it's just so cool to watch a fine young man brought up the right way work into a family business this way and begin in leadership roles of various aspects of the business. This is a 22-acre stone yard. If you love gardening, you gotta love stone. It's just not a garden without stone in it. It's just beautiful what they offer. Since 1983, they have been bringing in stone from all over. Beautiful stone. You'll love it. It's a toy store for gardeners. And they have an outside showroom of extensive displays where they have used their stone in demonstrations to show people how easy it is to do these things. And then they leave the demonstration site right there for you to come visit. They have specialists who can help you determine how much to get. They have access to wonderful landscape contractors. They're very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association at a state leadership level. So they really are tied to the landscape contracting industry. All right. How do you find them? They're in Southeast Fort Worth. That's 4501 East, Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. They're open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday, so make a time to go out this week sometime. 4501 East, Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822, whiz-q.com. It's WhizQ Stone. We go to Charlie in Rendon. Charlie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Happy August.
Well, thank you.
As a precursor of my question here, I want to tell you that I have used successfully the regular full glyphosate Roundup in for Bermuda around flower beds and Asian jasmine. Had good success with that. But a landscaper that I really respect was talking to me about another product that I had to go to a regular landscaper kind of place to get. And I wanted to know if you had any experience with it. The active ingredient is called Flousy Fop P Butyl. It's a grass herbicide that's got a huge listing of plants that it says you can use this over, you know, a spray over the top of others. And I didn't know if you'd had any experience with it.
I don't know, not that I know of. Tell me what the trade name is.
The trade name is Ornamec, O-R-N-A-M-E-C.
No, I have not used that. There are a lot of the commercial products that I have not used, because I don't run a landscape contracting business. I'll be glad to do some research on it and see what I can find, but there are a lot of great products out there. And if your friend is happy with the results and has used it and knows how to advise you and will be there to help you, if it's a restricted use product, then he's going to have to, or he or she will have to do the applying. I'm required to say that.
Yes, sir.
But chances are it will work well. I'm very happy with the glyphosates. I still use consumer products. I kind of figure I need to stick with consumer products. First of all, I'm lazy in terms of going shopping. I don't want to have to drive to a wholesale distributorship somewhere. And secondly, I want to be able to talk about things that I can talk about. I want to be able to use things that I can talk about.
Understood.
Where that bites me is when I get into pest controls that are not available at the consumer level anymore. So yes. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate the comment. Just thought I'd have a double check.
Yeah, thank I you, would. If you're happy with the landscape contractor, I would trust that advice. Go
okay.
for it.
Okay.
All right.
Neil.
Thank you. Let's go to Kathy in Fort Worth. Kathy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. I'm looking for an evergreen vine to grow up wrought iron post that's pretty much in dense shade all day. May get a little hit of filtered sun in the late evening.
Okay, the and best one without any question. Go ahead. You had one you wanted to ask about?
Well, I wanted to ask about the evergreen clematis and also the variety of ivy that you used to grow, the big-leafed.
Persian ivy?
Yes.
Persian ivy would be okay. It would. I think it would look kind of like it was draped on the fence. I don't know where you're going to find it anymore. I quit growing it just because I needed the space, and I also had some major die out of it in the extreme moisture of 2007. It developed a disease problem in its stems. It's still doing beautifully at my home where it ascends, but where it was out in the ground cover beds, it had some problems. The two or three things that come to my mind, evergreen clematis would be one, and then Carolina jessamine, if you want something a little lacier. But I like both plants. I think you could make a case for either one of them. I know that Carolina jessamine will handle the shade well. I'm not so sure about the evergreen clematis. It may need a little more light than that.
Okay. This will grow behind standard Nandina, so I was thinking of something a little more bold.
Well, you know what? Good for you for thinking of that, because a lot of times people don't. Evergreen clematis is Clematis armandi, and you may have to ask somebody to order you some in, because it's not a stock item in most nurseries. I would look at some of the specialty nurseries. In Fort Worth, I would ask at Archie's Gardenland. I would ask at North Haven Gardens in Dallas, Shades of Green in Frisco. Covington's is likely to have it in Rowlett. Nicholson Hardy Garden Center is likely to have it on Lover's Lane in Dallas, if you're ever in the Dallas area. I live on the east side of the Metroplex, so I tend to shop in those nurseries a little more often. Rick Archie could tell you if somebody would have that plant.
I'll contact them. I'm almost next door to them.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Susie in Bedford. It'll be our last call today. Susie, I have about half a minute. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you so much, Neil. This will be real short. On the crepe myrtle, some of the crepe myrtles I have has lots of little what I call suckers coming up from the bottom.
Are these new plants, fairly new?
No, they've been in the ground for about 5 to 8 years.
All right. Usually after planting about 10,000 plants in the medians in McKinney, we observed that after about 4 or 5 years of knocking those suckers off completely, not just trimming them off, but getting rid of them clear down flush with the wood so there's no budwood to come back, we found that the plants just kind of lose interest in growing more suckers and turn into the trees. They're basically shrubs genetically, so they're going to try that for a while. But if you trim them off completely and leave them no chance to resprout, they'll be gone. I got to run. Robert Borowski, thank you, sir. Everybody, thank you. Happy anniversary, Lynn. Happy gardening.